Today is Thursday, July 21st, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, we're almost to the end of the week. We've almost been back a week since our vacation, and I feel like we're still trying to recover from our vacation. And I guess it's because it's, 7 hour time difference between there and here. But Italy and Spain and all those places, I guess that's the reason, because there's that big time difference. But anyway, so we're recovering, and I'm looking on Twitter here because I feel like there was something else that I needed to respond to that I don't want to forget. And I usually only pull Twitter up on my phone, not Twitch. Not Twitch. I know that starts with a TW as well. Okay, just looking. So Gary says, Mark's pics of you without the cap made you look younger. They were nice pics. So I don't wear my hat to look younger. I have been wearing a hat since I was, 11 or 12 years old. Although I do think at times I look cuter with a hat. The other thing is I have really fine hair, okay? Really fine hair, like really fine, flimsy, wispy hair. All my life, I've always had fine, not thick, not the hair itself is not thick, and when the wind blows, my hair blows with it, my real hair, my fake hair, my every hair. So it's very hard for me to maintain a hairstyle, and as I'm walking around throughout the day when it's windy, and so it's easier most times to wear a hat. And also, should I be striving to look younger? Shouldn't I be getting over that and just be okay looking my age? Isn't that what I'm supposed to be striving for as a human? Is to be happy with the way I look at the age that I am and not try to look like a twink? That's what everyone tells me. Adam, you shouldn't be trying to look like a twink, all your life. You're not, that's not realistic. And then, anyway, I'm reading way too much into what you said, Gary. I appreciate that you thought my pictures were cute. And, I guess I don't mind looking younger, but there are many reasons why I wear a hat. It's easier. I'm just lazy. And it's easy to throw on a baseball cap in the morning and that's it. You don't have to worry about your hair. But I understand. I understand what you're saying. Thank you for saying they're cute. Also, I don't like pictures of myself. So again, Mark takes those pictures and I rarely even look at them. So it is what it is. Anyway, so I was just going to quickly, we finished the cruise, and I think I gave you guys a wrap up of pretty much, which shows I liked, which restaurants I liked. My favorite stop was Venice. That wasn't even on the cruise, but my favorite place. It's just so charming. And love the canals. They don't smell nice. I will say, anytime there's water, the ocean, rivers, canals, there are always these smells, like dead fish or standing water, whatever. But and then David, of course, was my favorite attraction, although I would say I just got tired of churches because we saw so many churches. But I would say that the Colosseum, other than it being excruciatingly hot, so hot, was probably my second favorite attraction, because just how old it is and the history and it's amazing that it's still standing, but I enjoyed the whole trip. It was a lot of fun. So on the way back, we got up super early. Oh my God. We had to get up so early in the morning, and 3:15 in the morning, we got up and we went to the airport. We were able to do everything. We got to the bus station on time. We caught the bus. We were the only people there at the bus stop. I was anxious that a bus would never show up because, no guarantees, but it did show up. Got to the train station, found our train, got on the train with our luggage and everything, made it to the airport. We were actually earlier. Now, one thing I want to say, they tell you, they, whoever they is, oh my God, airline travel is so horrible right now. You need to, for international travel, you need to get to the airport at least 3 hours before your flight. And we were reading, I was reading online that, you know, especially Rome Airport, because it's like the busiest in the world, is what I read. Don't quote me on that because it's the internet. I could, you know, but I did read it. I did read it on the internet that Rome was the busiest, if not one of the busiest, or one of the busiest, if not the busiest. And they were like, oh, security can take at least 2 hours just to get through security. You need to get there at least 3 hours early, if not more. And you hear this on the news all the time that baggage is getting lost and people are missing their flights because of security. So we got there 4 hours early. I thought, oh, we're being, you know, we're being extra vigilant. We're getting in there for, no, United doesn't open their, they don't open their check-in until 3 hours before. And unfortunately, we had to check in. We only had carry-on luggage, so we could have walked right through security. But the problem is, Mark had a visa. And you can't, like, they won't let you check in on your app or whatever. You have to go to a person and check in. And so I'm so glad he's got this interview for citizenship in August because, yeah, once that's done and he has his papers and all that, we won't have to deal with this anymore. But anyway, so he has to check in with an actual person. And so we had to sit there and wait for an hour just for them to open the line. We weren't even waiting in line, just for them to open. They wouldn't even let us get in line. They roped off the area where you get in line. So eventually, people started forming their own line in front of the line. So we got up and joined it because we're like, well, we don't want to be at the end of this. So finally, they open up. And I'm like, well, there goes our extra time. You know, now we're down to 3 hours. We were at four. We made it through. But I would say the longest part of it was not security. It was going through immigration. Because there's a special line for the Philippines, well, not the Philippines, but there's a special line for like non-US, non-EU. It's like that other passport line. Well, you know, I went with him to the other line because I'm not going to make him wait in line by himself. I'm sure the US line was quicker and the EU line, but I went to his line. So we waited about an hour in that line. But even then, we had time to, you know, have a snack, relax a little bit before our flight. We made it fine, but I was just a little irritated that all of these articles and news stories and everything, like, oh, get there, you know, and then United won't even let us check in because they're not even there yet. So the flight was uneventful. We, not much to say there. It was, an 8.5 hour flight, something like that. And I just watched a bunch of Criminal Minds episodes because I'm way behind on that. They ended Criminal Minds, but then they came back and said they're releasing another season on Paramount Plus. And I thought, you know what? I should go back because I enjoy Criminal Minds. And I should go back, and it's a good procedural, you know. And so I watched a lot of Criminal Minds on the plane. And over the weekend, it's a blur because basically we were just like sleeping and trying to get back our energy. But I mowed, and because it's a heat wave here, as it is all over the place in the world, our grass is turning brown. And so we watered the lawn, but we don't have any, you know, water restrictions or anything like that because we don't have fires here, at least that I know of, not very often. So we don't have any water restrictions. We watered the lawn, but the tree looks like it's dying. The leaves are turning brown. The grass is turning brown. We're probably gonna have to water again today or tomorrow to try to give everything a drink. But we just kind of laid on the couch and we bought groceries. We didn't even buy groceries till Monday. We just kind of ordered, you know, delivery and laid on the couch for most of the weekend. We were keeping my parents' dog. And, oh, that's another story. We got Sydney back from the boarding place. Let's just say you wouldn't even know that she's our dog anymore because we had to get a special haircut. I'm going to talk about that more on Mixed Minus tomorrow night. But anyway, the only other thing I'll say is, and I don't have time to talk about it now, but there is a hole next to my concrete porch that looks like some animal has burrowed under my foundation of my house. And I don't know what it is, but it is a big hole. Any ideas of what would burrow under a foundation? All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.